You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The Trump administration tariffs on goods from China is in effect, and Wisconsin businesses will be affected. Lisa Hale has reactions.
Goods from China now face up to 104% tax when they enter the United States. Closer to home, Wisconsin Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim said the tariffs will affect businesses here, and people are nervous.
I was just given the data from the 6th Congressional District and 8th Congressional District on exports to Canada. Winnebago County is the number one county for business exports to Canada in the state. And the state is the biggest exporter of goods in the entire country. Outagamie is tied for second place. So our businesses, our friends and family here in the business community rely on successful trade across our friendly borders.
Many manufacturers and breweries in our state use materials or supplies, like aluminum for cans or steel, that are imported from other countries.
Meanwhile, have you started your taxes yet? There's an improvement this year that could make it easier for you. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue says now people can use the IRS Direct File system. You can file both your federal and state tax returns there, and for free. It'll even import W-2s and 1099s for you. You can check whether you're eligible on the IRS Direct File website. Tax day is April 15th. That's just 5 days away. And the Marathon County Veterans Service Office has moved. Their new location is 1100 Lakeview Drive, Suite 300 in Wausau. If you spot the arc that says Marathon County, you're in the right place. Marathon County is also holding a Veterans Expo this summer, where you can learn about benefits and enroll in VA healthcare during the event on July 12th. More international students across Wisconsin have had their visas revoked. Savannah Tomayolson has the story.
Earlier this week, we reported that the federal government canceled the visas of 13 students and alumni on employment visas. That was just at UW-Madison. Now, the UW system confirms to me they know of at least 14 more students whose visas have been revoked. Those international students are all over the system. That brings the total to at least 27 students and alumni in Wisconsin who lost their visas. According to the New York Times, it's now happened to about 300 students across the nation. Until now, if a visa was canceled, that only meant people couldn't leave the U.S. and regain entry. They would have to apply for a new visa. They were usually allowed to keep their status as a legal resident, according to the Associated Press. But the outlet reports some students are also losing their status as legal residents. When that happens, they could risk being arrested by ICE if they do not leave immediately.
And after 5 years as CEO of Harley-Davidson, Jochen Zeitz will retire during the 2025 calendar year. Adam Hess has more.
Zeitz joined Harley-Davidson in 2007 and was elevated to CEO in 2020. He previously turned around the German shoe brand Puma, pulling it back from the brink of bankruptcy. In February, Harley forecast 2025 profit and motorcycle revenue would be flat to down 5%. Zeitz launched the Hardwire strategy in 2021, an attempt to turn around the storied but struggling motorcycle maker by connecting with younger riders. Harley-Davidson was formed in 1903 in Milwaukee by William S. Harley and Arthur Davidson. Harley-Davidson is one of only two major American motorcycle manufacturers to survive the Great Depression, along with the Indian Motorcycle Company.
As federal programs see funding cuts, Wisconsin food banks are set to lose over $2 million from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Wisconsin DHS recently notified the two states' largest food banks that they will see significant cuts to the Commodity Credit Corporation. This program seeks to connect farmers with food banks, and the proposed cuts would cancel the planned shipments of more than 1 million pounds of food between June and September, which is estimated to be about $2.2 million in value. And Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced bipartisan legislation aimed at supporting businesses that heavily rely on winter weather. The Winter Recreation Small Business Recovery Act would ensure businesses that rely on snow can get disaster relief funding during mild winters. It's an issue northern Wisconsin has struggled with in recent years. This would add snow droughts to the list of recognized disasters under the Small Business Act. Businesses who apply for disaster relief could be eligible for an SBA injury disaster loan. And it's Severe Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin. Sirens are sounding today at 1:45 and 6:45. It's a time to take seriously, even though it's a drill. Have a plan and practice where you take shelter. When a tornado watch is issued, it means be prepared and ready to act quickly. It's when you should keep an eye on the forecast and your head up, especially if it's a hot and sunny, humid day. Because that's a tornado's favorite beverage. It gulps up the moisture in an instant, from puffy cotton ball clouds to spinning into a supercell. And after it gains enough steam, a tornado may drop from it. And this is when a warning will be issued. It means that a tornado is on the ground or spotted by someone. Or it's showing strong rotation on radar. Always take watches and warnings seriously. We're entering severe weather season now, and it's time to stay weather savvy and have your plan ready for action. The merger of two major national mobile carriers is resulting in layoffs. Jimmy Cuska has the details.
U.S. Cellular is planning to lay off thousands of employees across the country, impacting workers here in Wisconsin. The company is being acquired by T-Mobile. According to a filing with state governments notifying them of the mass layoff, workers will be let go beginning June 2nd. The company plans to offer most of the affected workers similar jobs with T-Mobile. In Wisconsin, 44 locations are impacted, mostly retail stores, as well as the company's engineering hub in Brookfield. About 4,100 workers are affected nationally.
And the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction officials are warning residents that proposed federal education spending cuts would disproportionately affect schools that have already struggled with funding. DPI data says that Wisconsin schools currently receive nearly $850 million, most of which goes towards local districts with a higher rate of economically disadvantaged students. The funding cuts also threaten support for programs covering students with disabilities or mental health. And Wisconsin averages about 23 tornadoes every year, and 45 of them tore through our state last year. This made it the third most active season ever. With an outbreak of 18 twisters on May 21st, it put the month's total at 22. And severe weather season is about to spark up again. You need to have a plan. Make it now with your family and even friends. Today at 1:45 and 6:45, sirens are sounding. Take it serious and actually do the plan. Take shelter. Muscle memory will save you in stressful situations when you need to act fast. And while you're at it, gather an emergency bag together so you're not running around in circles when things happen. Put things in there like shoes, a change of clothes, meds, water, snacks, flashlight, battery bank, all of the goods. Then you're ready if a disaster strikes. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Brewers crushed the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer bats were hot last night in Denver. They beat the Rockies 17-2. At age 21, Jackson Churio has become the youngest player in baseball history to have 12 RBI in just three games, surpassing Hall of Famers like Mickey Mantle, Al Kaline, and the Braves' Eddie Matthews. Now, Churio struck out five times on opening day in New York against the Yankees' Pat Murphy.
It was a tough day to see that day, and that's a really good pitcher. I woke him up pretty good, and he had a good spring training, and that woke him up pretty good. He's been pretty good since then.
Basketball tonight in Milwaukee, the Bucks and the Pelicans. And the Packers tailgate tour continues. Last night in Madison, today in La Crosse and Onalaska. This is the 17th and final year for Packers president Mark Murphy.
No, it's a little nostalgic. But I've enjoyed them all. It's something that's really, it's a great tradition. And, you know, I know it will continue. I know not only the current players, but the alumni really enjoy coming back and being a part of it.
That's Mark Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're heading to the theater this weekend, there are four films opening that are all reviewing quite well. The Amateur is a much-publicized action thriller starring Rami Malek as a CIA analyst whose wife is killed, motivating him to become more than just an analyst. The film is currently rating in the mid-60s on Rotten Tomatoes. Drop is being called a Hitchcockian-style thriller about a widowed mother who goes on a date during which her phone is inundated with threatening messages. The film is currently polling a 90%+ on Rotten Tomatoes. Also opening this this weekend is Warfare, a war drama written and directed by Iraq War veteran Ray Mendoza. The film is currently in the low 90s on Rotten Tomatoes. The King of Kings is an animated family drama that tells the story of Jesus and brings some heavy hitters to the voiceover roles, including Kenneth Branagh, Uma Thurman, Mark Hamill, and Pierce Brosnan. It's drawing a 75% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. Kieran Culkin is an Oscar winner thanks to Jesse Eisenberg's A Real Pain. According to actor-comedian Eric Andre, Culkin was not Jesse Eisenberg's first choice for the role. Andre was. Andre says Eisenberg called him and offered him the role. According to Deadline, Andre passed because he thought the script was depressing. Does Andre think he blew it in passing on the role? Yeah. He calls it the biggest mistake of his career. The season 3 finale of White Lotus brought lots of drama, but now there's drama off screen as well between writer, director, and show creator Mike White and composer Cristobal Tapio Devere. In a recent appearance on the Howard Stern show, White says Devere did not respect him. He told Stern that quitting when the composer did and bad-mouthing White and the show 3 days before the finale was a move. White did admit that Devere is incredibly talented, but did not like taking notes, especially after the composer's season 2 music went viral and won Devere an Emmy. Oh man, those creative types. The latest installment in the I Know What You Did Last Summer franchise will hit theaters this coming summer. Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jennifer Love Hewitt will headline the cast, but there is uncertainty as to whether or not Brandi Norwood will return. Norwood played Love Hewitt's best friend Carla Wilson in 1998's I Still Know What You Did Last Summer, which was the second installment of the franchise. Director Jennifer Caton Robinson hinted that Norwood might be making an appearance, but that people will just have to go see the film, which opens July 18th. The production of Dune 3 has some A-list talent lined up. Variety reports that director Denis Villeneuve is eyeing Robert Pattinson to join the cast. Pattinson would join an all-star cast, including Timothy Chalamet, Zendaya, Jason Momoa, Javier Bardem, Rebecca Ferguson, and Josh Brolin. Dune Messiah is scheduled to start shooting in summer of 2026.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few showers or sprinkles at times. Our high in the upper 40s. Tonight, we're going to drop down to around 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the mid-50s. And then we're going to warm it up by Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.